This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 6 million people, that's the tally out today from the White House for health insurance signups under the Affordable Care Act. The somewhat fungible deadline, as we've mentioned before, is this coming Monday, the 31st of March. And officials are bracing for a flood of signups in the next couple of days. But they are worried about getting enough of the right signups, Latinos in particular. They tend to be younger and, more to the point, healthier than the general population. And states with the biggest concentrations of Latinos have been struggling to win them over. From KQED in San Francisco, April Dymbosky explains what went wrong in California.
Many Latinos are afraid that if they sign up for health insurance, their undocumented family members will get discovered and deported. Others aren't convinced it's worth the money. People like Larissa Bobadilla are out trying to convince them that it's okay.
I think they trust me.
They trust her because she's been on the streets of Los Angeles for 16 years working as a promotora, a health outreach worker. Now, the kids of people she helped years ago are coming to her to find out what's really going on with Obamacare.
The news give a lot of information. They confuse to the people and they don't know what is the truth.
Bobadilla is exactly the kind of person California officials want on the streets selling health plans. The trouble is, the state is short thousands of these insurance counselors. Political wrangling at the federal level is partly to blame. That delayed the rollout of programs for training counselors. And that left no time to approve a Spanish training curriculum or a Spanish certification test. Bobadilla was lucky. She had enough English to get by.
I don't know. I'm feeling so nervous. I'm feeling so frustration.
But other promotoras in her community didn't pass the test, and they can't help anybody until they do. This shortage of people power isn't just limited to the streets.
Gracias por llamar a Cover California.
The state insurance exchange underestimated how many counselors it would need to staff its call centers. Many people who asked to speak to somebody in Spanish got transferred to English-speaking agents. And when there are too many calls, the system hangs up.
Adios.
Similar problems have plagued the website. In the Bay Area community of San Pablo, Maria Aurelia got stuck trying to sign up online.
Yo lo visité con ayuda de mi hermano.
I visited the website with my brother's help, and we tried to enroll, but it didn't work. I would much rather sign up face-to-face. There's more communication.
These disasters in customer service are the main reason Latino enrollment has been so far below expectations. But there's another hurdle: cost. Many plans run $200-$300 a month. Maria Aurelia says she would prefer a monthly payment of $100 for her family. Same with construction worker Jose Rodriguez.
Good price, $100 a month.
Research shows that only a quarter of Latinos are willing to pay more than $100 a month for health insurance. Carlos Santiago runs the Hispanic market research group Santiago Solutions.
You kind of go, wait a minute, am I really going to use this right away? How much do I need that security right now, this year, when I have all these other realities in my life?
The deadline to sign up is March 31st. This late in the game, there's not much any state can do about the prices. In San Francisco, I'm April Dymbosky for Marketplace.